Welcome back, Talk at the Urinal, episode six. I'm with my boy EB. I'm Paul P.
What's up, man? Got a lot back from to Hawaii?
Talk about. Lot to talk about. Back from Hawaii, man. It's a good time had by all. Great time. Got tan.
Awesome, tan, bro. You're looking good. You're looking good. How over under good. Over under 12 Mai Tais?
Oh, dude, honestly, I'm going to go with over if I don't remember how many. If I lost track, I'm going to go with the over.
I like it. All right, man. Shit, we got a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about. We got Dodgers. We got NBA. I think, nothing bigger right now than Lakers, right?
We got to dive right into this. All right, so last week, what did we say? Series over in five? It's 2-1. Everything's good?
All right, we'll be men, and we will admit when we were wrong.
We're wrong.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We never factored in, which always happens, we didn't factor in AD not playing, dude. I mean, factor in AD getting injured so early in that game. Changes the whole entire dynamic of the series. And you know what, dude? I don't even know where to start with this. I got so many points on this.
Thing is, our role, like I said, we have to have AD and LeBron out there, or not. We have no chance because obviously our role players are awful.
Dude.
Shooter and KCP combined for same amount of points as us last night.
Bro. Shooter. He turned down an $84 million contract because he wanted more, and you show up in that game and you score
zero,
fucking
bro.
And you think you want more than 80, like.
And you're supposed to be our third scorer right now. You're actually supposed to be our second scorer with AD out, and he's
zero. How do you put up a zero?
I don't know. I didn't like.
Put up a zero?
I didn't like the energy on a must-win game. That goes for the whole team. That's embarrassing. 10-point second quarter.
That is embarrassing.
Team was embarrassed. I don't know.
How fast in sports, how fast something can change? I think it's over. I think they're done.
You think it's done?
AD doesn't play tomorrow night, and I don't even think AD's 100%.
It doesn't look like it. Doesn't seem like go. It. What's his new nickname?
I think he's going to go, though.
Barkley calls him Street Clothes Davis.
Oh, Street Clothes Davis. And even better, did you see Snoop Dogg's? Tell me you saw Snoop Dogg's tweet.
Was it last night or two nights?
Snoop Dogg's tweet.
What do you say?
I'm gonna read it.
Snoop Dogg keeps it real. Tweeted, I love it. What does Snoop say?
Never thought I'd say it, but we're sorry. And the Clippers better than us. Frank Vogel can't coach. And why the fuck Montrezl Harrell ain't getting no run? Hold on. Fuck, this is heartbreaking. AD hurt more than a Mary J. Blige record. We soft. Dude, he's damaged goods, man. He is so good when he's on, but he's too injury prone, man. I don't like the extensions that him and LeBron signed. I don't like it. Unless they get some bigger role players after this season, I don't like it. I don't think they win it next year either. Because
obviously
he's hurt all the time.
No, sorry, I know. And LeBron can't. He's older now. He can't win on his own. So. We can't, even if he has a huge game tomorrow night, it comes down to our role players. The Suns' role players are way better.
LeBron cannot win the game on the court by himself. I've been saying this for a while. I think AD is the more important player right now.
Which is fine. This moment. Yeah, well, not even a shot at LeBron. LeBron's had so many miles. It's just.
But without AD, I think it's over. No, I think I it's agree. Done without AD. And when you got your third best player, you're supposed to be shooting points for you and getting buckets, scoring a zero in a game five where it's 2-2. Yeah.
These guys are scared to shoot too. They look totally lost out there.
Unacceptable. And you know what's funny? Last podcast we talked about how LeBron at the end of game two, there's 4 seconds left. They're up by seven, and he's like still drawing up a defensive play. And you talked oh my god, I love the leadership.
Yeah, what did you like
last night's leadership? The guy fucking walks off the court. 5 minutes left, and he walks off the court. That's okay. You call that? That's your leader.
I was gonna bring that up. Was he getting treatment or not? Because they said, he said he was getting treatment, but I know it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. I don't care. I don't personally don't care, but it doesn't look good for the teammates. Other teammates are like, okay, our best player's leaving. Our other best player's hurt. Yeah. This guy's walking off down 30. How do we come back from this?
You know what? The only way he goes off that court at that time, if you're a true leader, is if you get carried off for cramps. No other way.
Or wheelchaired off like Paul Pierce, right?
The fact that he just walks to the tunnel with 5 minutes left, dude, that's not the leader. You know what, dude? Kobe Bryant would never have done that in a million years. Kobe Bryant would have played with a groin injury. And here's the other thing. And AD's wearing like a Kobe shirt, dude. You know what? Channel some Kobe energy right now. You're not even going to play with a little groin injury. Like, it's playoffs, yeah, dude. This is playoffs.
It's not. And a winner. Do you think he'll play tomorrow? You don't think?
I think he plays them all, but I don't think he's 100%. Yeah. I think they've packed it up the way they looked at the end of game five. I think that they have been morally defeated. I think their souls are gone. And I hope I'm wrong.
I hope we're wrong and we get like a vintage LeBron type two games in a row.
And here's the other thing. What is up with this stupid crap of them, like AD and LeBron, like hiking the basketball and playing football with the basketball on the court before the game? Like, no, dude, this is playoffs. Like,
I know,
F up. Kobe wouldn't have done this crap, dude. I mean, that's why, you know, LeBron wants to follow Kobe and he wants to pretend like, no, dude, you're never going to be Kobe in this town. Never.
Yeah. Especially. Yeah. It was rough. I mean, that's embarrassing. Like he even said, we got our ass kicked and nothing else to say. We can't blame it on you. It's embarrassing.
I'm pissed at it, right? Still, that was embarrassing.
But who's going to step up if AD doesn't play?
That's my point, dude. I don't know. Matthews looked like he pulled up limp last night in that game. Like, but he came back and fought it off.
Kuzma. I mean,
those were garbage time points. Kuzma had 15.
I know.
16 garbage time points. Even most of LeBron's points came in garbage time.
We're down 30.
Looks like they lost their soul.
So, what do we think from here? Do you think we'll bounce? Or you think it's over?
To be honest, I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong that it's over. But from what I saw, their heads down, the demeanor of them on the court, LeBron leaving early, I think they've packed it in. I don't see how they get up for a game six. I don't see how they win two in a row, especially if AD is not healthy. And then, you know what? Do they just prolong it? Because it looks like we're probably going to get Denver next after that epic double overtime game the other night.
Game time, baby. That was amazing. But
I felt bad. I wanted him to finish it off so bad.
I think that's the third most points scored in a playoff game with a loss. That's
That was brutal. I wanted him to finish that off.
And that was probably the most exciting game. I was going to talk about this. What do you think? The playoffs been kind of boring, bro.
Well, that's always the first round of NBA. I mean,
I know besides money, they need to make their money. Why is it 7-game series to decide the 1-8, 2-6? Do we need to go that long?
So funny you say that, because I was actually thinking that same thing. I was like, I don't want to sound like the, you know, get off my porch guy, but like they need to go back to a 5-game first round. Or don't even have the first round at all.
Sixers win in four. Do we need it? We need 7 games for that to and then
exactly.
The Celtics and, Nets. And do we need?
And the Sixers won without Embiid today. Like, I mean, I'm glad they rested him, because if they had played him, that would have been stupid. They're up 3-1. Why even play him? And they still won easily without him. So
Jazz Memphis is about to be 4-1. How many are 4-1 that do we need? We don't need.
Well, tell me you saw Trae Young.
Sorry.
I'm already thinking of Washington.
How about that? Knicks,
dude.
I thought the Knicks were back, bro. They celebrate like they won the finals. They're fans.
Dude, you guys talk. Spike Lee talked trash to this guy, and he just bowed in front of you on your home court.
They look, but after winning one game, I know, don't act like you've been there before, but they haven't. But, dude, they're celebrating in the streets, acting like they won the finals, bro.
Trae Young,
good for him.
Daggered them. That was the dagger. That was pack it up. See you in the fall.
Yeah, that's what happens. You talk shit. I don't know. Knicks. I mean, that was a cool story that they made the playoffs, but I don't know, man. They horrible round for them. At least they had one win.
And I loved the bow too, because the fans were like applauding and cheering the Knicks, like, oh, thank you for a great season. And then boom, here's Trae Young with a dagger, and they're still applauding, and he just bows at center court. I loved it.
Okay, so going back to fan hate, what do you think of the Kyrie thing?
Which part?
Well, okay, the water bottle part. Obviously, these fans are going nuts these days. The fans need to keep their composure.
The water bottle.
Well, it's not. It's only one stupid fan. Let's not say like all these fans are bad. 99% of fans are great. So let's not. That's another thing that they're putting.
I totally agree.
Yeah,
I totally agree. I think it's blown out of proportion. Is the fan an idiot for doing it? Of course.
Did he just he had like a big he got charged pretty bad though for throwing a water bottle.
They talking about like lifetime ban too, I think, aren't they?
Which is fine because you can't throw shit at, but I think he was in jail overnight. Yeah. What do you think of the logo thing? I personally don't care about stepping on the logo, but if you're a huge Celtics fan, he provoked it, right? Does that matter to you? I know KG was
I don't think so, because we've seen this in so many sports before, dude. We've seen. Do you remember what was that Cowboys game on the logo and the star in Dallas? Yeah. We've seen this before. This is just, you know, we encourage it in baseball. We've talked about it on this podcast before. We've encouraged it in baseball, showing up the other team and talking shit and you know, pimping home runs.
And I think shit talk fans should be able to do, but no, the thing is throwing stuff right on the court.
That's stupid. But then again, I do have to, I think it's kind of funny because like, I feel like after that happened, every single sports channel was, and that was like the biggest story apparently. That was oh my God, a fan grazes Kyrie with a water bottle. You know what? That's called like a Tuesday afternoon in European soccer or any other
place. Exactly. You know what I mean? I know this has happened before. I don't know. Now it's just getting bigger. I don't know. Everyone's thinking it's, fans have always been like, the idiot fans. I don't know.
Try having fireworks thrown at
Kyrie, in Eastern Europe. Speaking of Kyrie, the Nets looked. Even if Lakers get that far, how are we supposed to beat those guys?
I don't even know if we'd beat Denver in the next round. Utah has come on strong now. Memphis had their little fun in that game one. I think Utah stepped up and they're gonna end that. I don't know.
It's just things how fast things change of injuries, man. We did talk shit about the Clippers. Good for them bouncing back. We said they were frauds last week, and now how are they doing right now? I mean, they still could be frauds. They might lose tonight. Oh, Mavs are up at half, so I guess they still could blow it.
But Luka's come back strong.
Yeah, Luka came back strong. That's another series where injuries are. Your best player goes out. Who else do you have?
That's a great point. This is why I've been preaching for a very long time that I feel like
NBA, too many regular season,
but NBA is a very, it's not even a team sport that much anymore. It's a very individualized sport. You take AD out and look what happens. You take Luka out of a game. Who do they have? Nothing.
Yeah. And So other than that, I think the NBA playoffs kind of been, but always a first round. That's why 5-game series, but they'll never do it because it's all about the money, bro.
Exactly. Second round should be a lot better. I mean, I'm excited to see some.
Bucks Nets should be amazing.
Bucks Nets, that's gonna be off the hook.
Sixers Hawks. Hopefully Embiid comes back. What'd they say, meniscus there?
I didn't think they said out for the playoffs. He was questionable.
Okay, questionable. Okay.
I didn't pick up after that. I don't know if they said for the entire playoffs, but I know he was questionable tonight.
Dude, Hawks have a chance if Embiid's out. Fuck. Imagine the Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Damn.
I would love to see that. I'd love to see Trae Young keep going, man. I like watching him play.
Yeah, dude.
And I don't care if he's, you know, talking shit. I love it.
I agree, bro. So, I don't know. Huge game tomorrow. What's this thing? Oh, we talked about Harrell. How come he's not playing? Remember with this, we were like, dude, we got a steal from the Clippers. Like, how'd they let us get him? And now in the first round series, he's not even playing. What's the deal? If I'm him, he's like, what?
I was talking to a guy at work about that. And I don't know what's going on there. That's a weird situation. What's the deal?
I don't know. I missed Dwight and Rondo, dude. Those guys were huge last year for us.
So, and did you see LeBron actually said that, I don't want AD to rush back. I want him to take his time.
LeBron's going to have a bunch of excuses when we lose. He's going to say, this is BS. We had to play the finals. AD was hurt. I got hurt, which these are all kind of facts. AD getting hurt's huge, but he's going to be like, this season doesn't count for me.
I got poked in the eye in that Tippett playing game.
Whatever happened to his eyes? It seems like he can see now.
He's good now. He hit the three and the eye issue instantly went away. That's how it works.
All right. So we'll see what happens, bro. Should we do some quick hits on the Dodgers right now?
Let's talk a little Dodgers, yeah, because came off a rough series against the Giants.
Hate losing the Giants, goddamn it.
I know, but I mean, hey, we got them three straight at their place. They came back, got three out of four off of us.
So yeah,
we're still winning the overall series of the season at least. But
Bellinger, McKinstry
standings.
Bellinger, McKinstry slow starts, but this week they just had Bellinger 6 RBIs tonight. 11 runs. Yeah, did you know that's the most runs scored in Dodger history in one inning?
Are you serious?
11 this runs.
Where are we at now? It's like 14 last I saw.
14 belly grand slam. It's good to see him hitting.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit before the podcast, dude. Mookie, I know you're saying Mookie's kind of had a good couple of games recently, but he's been off the whole season.
If that's what I was thinking too. If we're paying him that much, he kind of has to. I don't care about the average too much. He's still too much, 250. Because average, everyone has. 250. You just expect him to always like, because he's like a top five player in the league. Right? Yeah. I agree. He'll probably right cover out. Yeah.
He has to. Right now, I think like Muncy is probably
all star, dude.
Our team right now. And you know who I love, and I think Muncy's probably our best player on the team right now. But you know what though? I'm gonna throw a little love to CT3.
Oh my gosh,
he's been so consistent. Just does whatever the team asks him to do. Like every World Series champion winning team
needs a guy like CT3
or two of those guys.
Yep. And then you saw his at bat a couple of days ago, right? At bat of the year, Joe Davis said 14 to pitch at bat, pitch, yeah. Two run double to. Dude, you need guys like that when it comes playoff time. And then another stat I saw, we lost 13 one run games. So that's going to turn around. We're going to start winning those games.
You can't lose those games come October. You know, you can't games like that in October. You got to win one run games.
No way.
As much as possible.
So we're going to split with the Cards, right? Which is fine. You'd hope to take three or four. And then, so we got Braves this weekend, hell of a series in Atlanta. And then after that, we play Pirates and Rangers. So we should.
So we knew this was going to be a difficult stretch. We knew Giants, Cardinals was going to be, an important stretch, and it's going to ease up a little bit because we're now facing a Braves team with one of the best players in the league now behind bars. I mean, that's a story I'm not going to touch with a 20-foot pole at the moment right now because I don't want to get, heat throwing me for whatever way. But then we got Pittsburgh, then we got Texas. I think the schedule eases up a little bit, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah.
And then literally right after we hit Pirates, right after we hit Texas, we're back home for full capacity.
Oh, we're back
at home, full capacity.
So. Oh, we'll be there. We'll be there, right?
They're calling it reopening day. Reopening day.
It's been.
That's the best you can come up with. Come on, your team's worth $2
billion. Oh my gosh, reopening day, unbelievable.
They can do the ring ceremony again. Like
they should with the full. The Lakers waited to do the banner. They should have waited for. So we'll be fine. Dodgers are fine.
We're fine, yeah. I'm still.
Like Padres have lost four in a row. Let's go. There we go.
This is what we've been saying. Don't hit the panic button yet on the Dodgers, but I'm gonna say hit the panic button now on the Lakers.
Oh, so yeah, your bets have been right lately.
And I've been hot. I gave everybody out there. I gave you Chelsea as a +300, depending on where you got it, +300. Something you said you saw it at +350.
Yeah, my buddy got +350. Underdog. Me at the end,
I gave you the final score. 1-0.
I ended up being
Chelsea was going to score first. They were going to park the bus, play defense, take your ticket to the window.
I ended up being a pansy and took Man City. That means I owe you bottle. Yeah, you were right, man. You always got to take plus money in a finals game, right? When the other teams, they know each other. I heard Pep got a lot of crap.
The same league.
How come he switched up his lineup? The Man City coach is getting a lot of shit, right?
I'm actually surprised Aguero didn't start the game. Sergio Aguero, they brought him in late. I actually thought he was going to start the game. Because I did tell you one of the bets I did like was for him to score any time goal in the game. Because it was his final game with Man City. He's already been signed by Barcelona literally the day after the game. I thought he was going to step up. I thought they were going to try to find him.
Anytime goal scorer, dude. I was down for it.
So, but yeah, the Chelsea was a too big of an underdog in a final like that, the value at plus 300, even if you got it at plus 350,
yeah,
the value on that was too good not to take.
Yeah, it's, shouldn't have passed that up. You're right. God damn it. What else were you on fire on? Oh, you said, what was the other one? You said, oh, the Celtics game three.
Well, I don't want to say it. Celtics game three. I was all over the Celtics. I said the Celtics win that game outright. They won. The other one that I don't want to admit, but I have to admit it only because it shows how hot I've been lately.
Yeah.
I gave you the Suns in that game. I said the Suns were getting 4 points, I think. I said hammer the Suns.
Oh, when I told you, oh shit, all my boys are on Lakers today. And I was like, I even like the Suns even more. I know.
The Suns were getting 4 points, and that's the game AD got hurt in the beginning.
And it was but
downhill from there.
So going forward, whenever we see 80% public or more, we got to hammer the other side, right? Public's always wrong.
You have Vegas. Vegas is not going to let the public win. You got to remember that. Even the best guys.
They only hit 60% of the time.
Like 60% of the time, the best. Vegas best. Is not going to let these guys win.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, those are three big games I had this weekend. The Suns getting four, easy money. Celtics on the money line in that.
And then Chelsea.
Three. And then Chelsea getting plus 300.
I didn't have any of those. I didn't fade you. I just didn't. Two of them I stayed away. The other one I took Man City. If you bet, we would have lost, right?
Yeah.
Like when we had when the Patriots on the 1 yard line, we knew that.
I got to bring that up again, man. Oh, that still hurts. Still hurts.
What are their hot, dude? Big coaching. What, Coach K?
What's going on?
Brad Stevens,
Celtics, Coach K. Retired.
Didn't he just sign a long contract, Brad Stevens?
Oh, there's something more to that story. I think
there has to be. I heard the players kind of shut him off the last couple of years. Then the whole Kyrie thing a few years ago.
Yep.
But then just to be handed, he said he was getting warned out, but then just be handed to you're in charge of the operations. Isn't that more? Aren't you going to be worn out by that too?
There's something weird. I don't know what's going on in Boston. I don't know what's in the water there. Something weird's going on. I think there's more to the story was this known that Danny Ainge was just going to like be like, all right, I'm out later?
I have no idea. I mean, they got... So now they okay the potential coaching hire they say Billups or Jason Kidd or who knows it's just
still out there.
Billups would be cool. I like Chauncey. It's a young team. You need them to listen. He's a big veteran. He was the leader of that Detroit team. He seems like a solid. Okay. I don't know.
It's a young team.
Yeah.
Imagine they go get some random just to coach these guys for a year, and then they go throw like a ton of money at Coach K. Sounds insane. Probably not going to happen. But could you imagine that? Like,
that'd be crazy. That would be crazy.
The same day.
And it just all Coach K comes.
He's not going to happen. But I'm just saying, like, it's funny how they announced both things in one day. But I know Coach K still got another season.
Brad Stevens.
I really hope and pray that Coach K retires for good. Don't be one of these guys that's like, you know what, I'll come back in like 2 years. I'm gonna come random. I don't know, random.
Or like Paul Patino or Patino didn't retire, but he
just kept on getting.
I like how Coach K said he didn't want a farewell tour, but he's gonna have one this year. That's a lie.
Yeah, if he really wanted to go out, he would have gone out next year's tournament. Like,
don't say you didn't want a farewell tour and announce it now. You know every.
Oh, he's gonna get a huge tour. They're gonna do something huge for him.
And dude, stop, he goes. And I think he knows he can't. I think he's leaving because he knows the Duke's never not gonna be on top anymore. The way things are changing with the transfer portal
you've had so much success there. Get out now. You've got more money than anybody could ever need. Get out now.
He's still probably gonna help out with the Olympics team, right? I'm guessing.
I think so, but just think about it. When you're like a coach like this in college, you don't really get a life. You don't get like an off season. Your off season, you're still working. You're out there recruiting.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm sure his wife was probably like, hey, like, come on, let's get out now. Let's go travel. Let's retire. Let's have like a good last years of our life. I don't blame him. I hope he does that.
Yeah, I do. Do you think, do you think he probably cheated, right? Cheated the system. I'm sure they all have.
they all do it. Just none of them get caught. Only some get caught, you know, like our boy Bob Baffert, who just got suspended for 2 years now.
What? Dude, but he doesn't ship his – he only ships his horses out there twice a year for the Kentucky Derby. So he basically just got suspended for two races.
Well, dude, he has horses there running when it's
their season. It's usually just – it's usually not really – I don't know. Either way, what do you think the 2 year? Why 2 years? Why not? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's weird. I gotta read more about it because I don't understand what the racing industry did. Why they chose 2 years? I don't know if there's some guidelines they followed, but whatever. I mean, it needed to happen. The sport's got to get cleaned up a little bit. As much as I like the guy, as much money as the guy has won me.
Yeah, and he's a West Coast guy. I don't love him because I know he cheated, but he just. You can't get caught that Belmont already, he's banned for life there, right?
Is it life? I don't even know.
I think it's all time. I don't know.
You know what? He's another one. How many millions do you think he has stashed away? How many ranches and houses?
Oh my gosh. Another one where you think he just called it quits, yeah, at this point.
Call it. I would call it. Because here's the thing. He already had health issues. He had that heart attack in Dubai a few years ago for the World Championships, had a heart attack in the United Arab Emirates.
Oh shit.
Like, your health isn't great. You're
true.
You got all these 3 a.m.
But competitors like that, it's easier for us to say. These guys are, when you're always on top and you know they're huge competitors, guys like that, they don't, it's hard to just walk away.
Is he a competitor? Because here's the thing, he's not out there. He's not riding the horse. All he's doing is
he likes to be in the spotlight. He likes to be in the spotlight.
But I mean, he's got health issues. He's got millions of dollars. Just get out. Just get out. Enjoy the last years of your life. That's what I would do. I mean, I don't know.
Who knows what he'll do.
I get the competitive edge. I get like he wants that thrill. He wants, and don't get me wrong, like why do we go to the horse track? Why do we throw money on horses? Because we love that thrill,
you know? Yeah. Like we're degenerates. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly, so, bro.
You can still do that from home. Still, he's got a
TVG account. Dude.
Throw some cash on the horses from home, bro.
Oh gosh, dude. Did you know he's 99 days away from Bucks Cowboys? Are you already doing mock draft? Are you already doing fantasy mock drafts by now, bro? You're probably already doing them, huh?
We're done like six. I'm trying to find out how many guys are in our league. I'm like, come on, like, let me know how many guys in the league. What can we draft? Hey,
dude, Tim Tebow, late round flyer, dude.
I'll use him for my last pick. If I get somebody who's like on the injured reserve, I'll just drop him and I'll go pick him up free ad.
Fucking free out. He looks jacked up there. He's already catching balls.
And you know what? I won't drop him the whole entire time. I don't care if he gets cut. I'll keep him on the team.
Who cares? Just for because he'll morale for your other team. You know, he'll exactly. God's on your God will be on your fantasy side.
This is how I'm gonna win. I've come close the past couple of years. I've gotten the championship and gone semifinals. This is how I'm gonna win now. God is on my team. If I get Tim Tebow.
There you go. Do you have, is there any Rodgers or Julio that kind of died down those updates? We're just in the waiting game now.
The Julio thing, I saw Seattle was in the mix, which is very interesting.
Now I heard 16 teams. So
again, if Julio's available, you need a wide receiver.
We said 30. Actually, we said all 32. Why is it only 16?
Well, I think it's funny because you look at the 16 that are in there. Some of them I would think actually don't need a wide receiver. Yeah. You look at Seattle, do they really need a wide receiver? I mean, they've got three
studs
wide receivers that would be a starter on any other team they go to.
And I'm sure DK Metcalf's on board with that, but it's also like he's gonna be like, oh shit, now I gotta share balls with Julio.
DK Metcalf's the guy there because I think he took away from Lockett this year. I mean, and I don't think DK Metcalf
wants that's what I'm saying. He's a franchise receiver. I don't think he wants to share. But then again, you get Julio, and when it comes down to it, you need to – it's all about the Super Bowl, right? So
exactly. It's all about rings. That's the NFL is all about rings.
What else? There's no way Nadal loses the French Open, right? How many has he won?
Guys, he rules.
I know we're not tennis guys, but that guy never loses. Should we just – we should have hammered. He's like minus 120. I've never seen that.
It's a live bet on it right now. Is it 120?
I think before the thing, you rarely see that. You usually get plus money on it to win a final.
Or nobody can beat him on clay. I mean, the only thing that's going to beat him on clay is Father Time. That's it. That's the only thing that's.
That's what I was thinking. Who's going to beat the only guy who could beat him was Djokovic and
the Joker. Yeah, Djokovic, and there's a few other guys, but
yeah, but the, I think men's tennis is actually down right now. I think it's gone through a little bit of a slump.
Why? Because Federer is getting old.
Yeah, same thing with Djokovic. I
just, and Joker always wins. It's always the same. Is that what you mean? Like, it's always the same guy. No parody, huh?
There's no new big name to get excited about right now. You know,
especially never a USA guy. Ever since Andy Roddick, right? Roddick. What's his name? Isner's decent, but he'll never win a Grand Slam. No way. Yeah.
Women's side, you got Coco Gauff.
Like, women's side, we're good. Story. Yeah, yeah. Coco Gauff, Serena, Venus, still. And we're going into what did you think of Osaka? That story. I mean, credit to her. I mean, I mental. That's at the end of the day. But I mean, at the beginning, here's the thing. At the beginning, I was like, I don't care. Do you care that the athletes should always talk to media because they're getting paid that much and that's the media's job? What do you think on that?
I don't know. I'm actually kind of torn on the issue because you remember when like Marshawn Lynch would just get fined because he wouldn't show up to press events. So then he'd go to press events and just be like, thanks for asking next question, thanks for asking, you know what I'm saying? So just show up as a joke and just do his obligation of showing up.
Exactly.
I know that, like, especially in other parts of the world, like especially in European sports, where it's like so proper, it's like, you know, Wimbledon, the French Open, some of these places where it's so historic, it's like it's like tradition. If you don't show up to a media event, they take it so seriously, you know. It's like, so but I don't really know.
It doesn't bother. It didn't bother me. And then I didn't know she was dealing with all this other stuff. And then she bowed out because she didn't want to be a distraction, right?
Yeah, and it didn't bother me that she didn't want to talk about it. I think they fined her. Okay, you get a fine, call it a day.
Yeah.
I think it should just ended right there. She pays the fine, goes and plays the next
one. Yeah, because she's the face of tennis right now, to be honest. It's going to suck not seeing her. I know she struggles on clay, but it's I don't know.
Exactly, but I don't know. I just hope, you know, if she really does have these personal issues that she's dealing with, I hope she gets them taken care of.
Yeah.
And I hope that, you know, as a society, we're not just instantly screaming, I have mental health issues, just to like kind of like get out of.
Here's the thing, because I know that's a fine line on that, because obviously, you know, you can't say they're lying, and then but there's all other athletes actually dealing with shit, and then so who knows, but it doesn't bother me too much. I
don't have a take on it.
We're staying away from it. It's just came out of nowhere.
But I don't know. It's tough. I get it.
I think Nadal's going to win.
Society. Nadal's going to win.
And let's go either Coco, Serena, or Venus, right?
Let's see.
It's
all about matchups. It's all about matchups.
I know, but I was looking. I think Barty's the favorite and some other girl's good. I don't think. Serena was like 22-1 to win. Some value.
That is actually. I mean.
But.
She's won there enough times, and I mean, she's had a resurgence. I mean,
yeah.
Let's see who she. I mean, yeah, it's still a long tournament. It's still a hard tournament, dude. You know.
Oh, I know. Either way, they got to be in good form. Got a good night's sleep. Yeah.
It's right now. Starts to get humid over there. You got the clay. It's not an easy court to play on. So we'll see.
I'll watch at the end, but it's all about the Wimbledon. That shit's money. I never miss the Wimbledon.
So that's what we had a month for that, right? It's usually
So this is like early July. This summer is gonna be huge, right? Oh yeah, because it goes French Open, Wimbledon, and then US Open.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't forget
Golf.
US Open,
soccer, okay.
US
Open, or, oh. We got US Open. Phil, bro, let's go. And are they gonna listen to us and put Brooks and Bryson together? Or they're not gonna do that.
They're not gonna do it. That'd be amazing though. I'd pay to see that. They should. And honestly, what they should do is, you know, they've been doing these stupid match plays with like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Tiger and all this.
Yeah.
They need to do one with those two guys.
I know. We said that. I mean, celebrity. I know. You think they'll. I know. Whatever, it's man.
The game, though. I love it. It's good. It's great for the game.
Oh, it is. It is. So I just hit the panic button on the Lakers, and then Dodgers, we're good.
Yeah, we're still safe on the Dodgers. We're a good couple months away from that. I'm not worried.
It's only 2 months of the season. So
Lakers, I'm worried. We got a live update right here. We got Dallas.
Oh, yeah. What's these scores?
Clippers by 3, 8.5 left in the third.
Oh, a little NHL talk, dude. Golden Knights, Avalanche, 2-2 right now.
They tie it up, dude. The Avalanche are scary.
Dude, well, you were texting me about it the other day. That's what I think it's scary. I'm sticking to Avalanche Bruins, even though I'm not a hockey guy, but I think that's what.
Well, see, here's the thing, dude. Everybody who follows soccer wanted this series. They wanted to see the Avalanche and the Golden Knights, the two best teams in hockey.
Yeah.
They're both ginormous in size. They're both physical. They both hit hard.
Yeah.
They're the top two. And I think this series, I was thinking before game one, the series goes seven because I think they're just going to beat the living shit out of each other for seven games. But then the Avalanche came out in game one and they made a statement. They made a statement.
Yeah, was it 5-1?
Vegas was ready. Yeah. 7-1, I think. They made a statement. Yep. Vegas was not ready for that. And it was a great thing in the end of the game where Vegas knew the game was over. 5 minutes left in the third period. You're down 7-1. They all dropped the gloves for a line brawl. Like, basically, they had to do something to be like, yo, you're winning 7-1, but we're not done. We'll see you in game two.
Yeah.
This isn't over. We made a statement. I liked that. I liked that a lot from Vegas.
No, yeah, for sure.
I want Colorado to win. But to be able to do that down 7-1, like, everybody drops the gloves, and it's just like, hey, you won this round, but we'll see you in game two. And now, like,
and then if they win,
now you got a series.
Oh, yeah. If you take the second game, you got a series. Exactly.
They're gonna beat the hell out of each other. They hit hard. They're both physical teams.
Those two should have met. You're saying those two should have met next round if it was that way. Not should have, but it would have been better, right? Just like the Bucks meeting the Nets. You wish that was the Eastern Conference Finals.
Exactly. I wish it was the next round, but they both were in the same division with the way they redrew everything this year for COVID. So it just happened to be that way. So I mean, every game they played earlier in the season, too, in the regular season, it was just hard, physical hitting games. It's to me, it's the must-watch series of hockey right now.
Like, yeah.
This is must-watch TV, this series.
No, and we're not watching. Oh, you're watching right now, right? Or are you watching Dodger?
I got Dodger game's over. It's on the power play, 40 seconds left.
So. I had the under in the Dodger game. God damn it. I'm just kidding.
You would at the rate you're going right now.
Yeah, I know. All right, bro.
I told you took over first 5 innings.
All right, so let's hopefully we come back. We're going to do it in a couple of days. Hopefully we come back with Lakers tied it up, preview game 7.
I hope.
Don't like our chances, but let's have them prove us wrong, right?
Yeah, we got to bring some good juju. We got to need a lucky charm or something.
Who needs to step up?
Good juju.
Schroeder and everybody.
Drummond, everybody.
They can't be scoring the same points as us. We're just sitting at home.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what do me and Schroeder have in common in game 5? We both scored 0 points.
Yeah. Did you turn down $80 million too? Or you would have accepted it?
Do you think that's on his mind? Do you think he's thinking like, I'm.
Well, he's like, shit, I just lost. He's probably thinking right now, if I don't. He's like, I lost a lot of money. His agent's like, fuck.
Yeah, you know, the Lakers are like, oh, thank God he turned it down. Like, thank God.
I know. Now we'll just offer him maybe a 10-day contract.
It's like the deal or no deal. It's like, oh, you turned down the 84 million.
Yeah.
You go 0 points. The next offer is 32 mil. Take it or leave it.
There you go. Let's see. We're clowning on him. Hopefully this is in this pod, right? And he's gonna step up tomorrow.
Hopefully we're the locker room, you know, the whiteboard material.
Yeah, be like fucking talking to the Orioles, talking shit. They gave up on us. Oh my god. All right, bro. All right. Let's go, bro. Let's go Lakers. Let's go Dodgers. Let's go, bro.
Let's do it. Let's turn it around.
All right, man. Later.